This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
Good morning, folks. Tell you what, that intro music is loud.
Yes, it is.
Whoa, I'm awake.
I'm awake.
Here we are, talking cars and good stuff. Before we get going here this morning, I do want to remind folks right now, this morning started about, three minutes ago, the C4K Cruise for Kids car show. Is being held this morning over at the Vault, Los Motors. You can check it out this morning. It's right here, 9340 Dowdy Drive in San Diego. Like I said, it just started at 7 a.m. runs 7 to 11. They will have some super cool cars there. And all the money for the tickets goes for a great cause. Nino, who runs Cruise for Kids C4K, they do all kinds of great charity events that they donate all the money to sick children and all kinds of children's things throughout San Diego County. It's a great local thing to get involved in and donate money to. But they're going to have a bunch of live stuff, live DJ, vendors, food, cosplay characters, swag you can get. So open to all show cars. You may not be able to get your car in, but you can definitely get over there and check it out. It'll be a great show. So this morning, if you just got up and you're getting ready to roll, I would go over and check it out. 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. this morning, you can get in. And like I said, the first 300 kids that receive a free C4K coloring book and Crayola crayons and a Hot Wheel. So that's kind of cool stuff. Go over there and check it out. And like I said, the money for the tickets goes to a worthy cause for sure. All right. Now that we talked about that, I wanted to get that in this morning since it just started. Now it's 5 minutes into it starting. So time's ticking away. Get moving. Get over there. I'm just kidding. Anyway, all good. Busy morning this morning. I don't know. 15 North was shut down right there at Lake Hodges going north. When I pulled up to the on-ramp and I looked, I thought, boy, I'm really lucky that I'm going south. There wasn't a car on southbound. It was kind of eerie. So I don't know what was going on up over the hill. I couldn't see. I could see all the police lights flashed and all the traffic was dead stopped on the hill climbing up the 15. So
that must be why the 5 was so busy. There was a lot of cars. It's usually not that bad in the morning.
Oh, it could be. So if people are paying attention coming down and they're not cutting over to the inland, then probably
across
78, because I don't know what happened, but it appears they had both sides of the freeway stopped up there.
Oh, that's not good.
Because that southbound, like I said, there wasn't a car on it. When I got, I have my own racetrack.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's nothing bad. Hoping no loss of life. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see it, so I don't know. But the other day, I went to get on the freeway going northbound, and southbound was blocked and stopped right there, too. I was like, what the heck is going on, man? I couldn't see what was going on there either. But then again, I'm not one of these people that spends a lot of time looking.
You don't slow down and check it
out. No. Uh-huh. I just go. And especially if I'm going the other direction that has nothing to do with me, then I really go. So anyway, don't want to get caught up in that or cause any other issues for sure. So watch the traffic out there today, folks. Don't know what's going on. There's always a lot of people on the road. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in San Diego, and everybody should definitely check it out and get out there. I don't know what's going on in the rest of the country. It looks like East Coast is still having a hurricane or something that's out in the middle. Whoa. That says they have four hurricanes going on.
Like, what are these circles?
Some of them are right off the coast of Africa, though. So I don't think we got to worry about that one much. But, you never know. They can travel a long way, huh?
We were just talking about on Garden Talk earlier in the earlier hour that there's an El Nino starting to form which is just before a
in the Pacific storm. Here for us.
Correct. Yeah.
There's not a circle on that. They're only talking East Coast Atlantic okay. over there. But
just wondering.
But yeah. thanks for informing. Yeah, yeah. When is
I got
this supposed
bad,
to?
I got bad news about the I-15 closure. What, it was because of a wrong way driver. So
again,
very sad. Very sad.
Head on collision.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah. Although it does not say any injuries or anything like that of the sorts. Right. I just see it says wrong way driver incident. That's
it. Oh, it didn't say fatality or
correct.
Anything like
that. Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
So heading, I just don't know how you do that. I just don't know how you do that. Folks, pay attention, please. Extremely important that you drive the right direction on the freeway.
Yeah, when it says do not enter, no.
Do not enter.
Don't enter.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't, you know what they're going to have to start doing? What they might need to start doing is putting those, you know what would work really good on those on-ramps?
Are you thinking of the tire thing?
Yeah, the spikes that if you go the wrong way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. You know, I just don't understand, if you're not sure, stop and look before you turn.
Yeah. That's, I'm not that sure. Easy. It's,
I mean, I get it. There's a lot of on ramps, off ramps, crazy stuff. But folks, come on, people die this way. So be cautious and, just be very careful. All right. Extremely important to be very careful. You don't need to, but that happens way too often here.
It happens a
couple,
lot. A
couple years ago, and yeah. It happened in South Bay, and a couple that were newly married were killed by a lady that was having medical problems or something. That got on the freeway wrong way. And I mean,
so sad.
It's sad. It's very sad. You know?
That's the last thing you're looking at. You're just flying down the freeway. And then,
well, you don't expect the car to become towards you on your side. I mean, we're pretty good at keeping the direction going there. So anyway, let's be very careful. That explains it, though. Thanks for checking that out for us, Brendan, and being our info circle over there. All right, he's shaking his head. He's checking his
sorry, I know
you're
that's
checking
bad
your
for
baby
radio.
Monitor
no,
right
no,
now,
no.
aren't
it's,
you?
It's something about tomorrow's show.
Oh.
You know who's texting me.
Tell Dave I said to be quiet.
See, I told you.
I'm going to text him. I'm going to text him right now. Mr. Stahl, stay out of my airtime.
Yeah.
Buddy.
No, he's cool. Come on. He's really cool.
Me and Dave have been friends for almost 30 years.
So he knows you're joking then. Yeah.
You were concerned. He's probably listening. No, I doubt it. He's probably on KUSI this morning.
Yeah, he's probably pointing out. He's probably talking about the car show that you're talking about, too.
Yeah, I wonder if. Well, he probably. He actually had Nino on yesterday, I saw.
Yeah, so. Last week, but yes.
Was it last week?
Yeah.
But I think he had him yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, you mean on KUSI? Probably.
Yeah, yesterday.
No, but we
too.
had him on KCBQ as well. But not this past Sunday, it was the previous Sunday.
Nino came in?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice. Yeah. I should have had him come in. I didn't even think about that, but it's all good. No, Dave is a great help for those charities also. So I'm not bashing Dave, although he's so fun to pick on. I usually see Dave on Fridays because he usually stops by the store in Escondido. And if I happen to be downstairs, I see him or if I hear him because he's quite loud too.
Yeah. So. Does he always have all the new cars? Like
he's always driving something new. Yeah. He's always driving something new. I just want to see him. Like when I saw him, he had the Aston Martin DB11. I was like, hey.
That thing's cool.
I need to drive that.
Yeah. It's got the Mercedes 4-liter in it.
It's a nice car.
I get jealous of the places he goes to, too, because he'll go to the auctions, to the Barrett Jacksons and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
This past week, he went to there was a grand opening of the Honda Museum. That's pretty cool.
That's
I would
cool.
like to take a look into it's that.
Yeah.
And see that's
There's
about.
A Honda Museum?
Uh-huh. Brand new.
There's some people really into Hondas, too.
Yeah. My mom, for example.
Your mom would go to the Honda Museum?
Her first car, Honda Civic. That was her very first car, and ever since then, she's been hooked on Hondas ever since then, so.
Do they have, like, lawnmowers there, too? The Honda lawnmowers?
Ooh, yeah, that would be cool.
They have Honda lawnmowers and yard tools, and Honda makes all generators. Do they have generators there?
I know that, too, don't they?
They do. Honda makes a jet, too. You know that?
I was going to say, yeah, I saw the commercials.
It's called the Honda Jet.
I saw the commercials, and they're trying to advertise for, like, a hydrogen-fueled plane of some sort to be more earth friendly and all that stuff. But they
hopefully the testing doesn't do like the energy secretary tried to drive across the country in an EV that went so wrong. Hopefully the testing of a hydrogen jet doesn't go that direction.
I was just saying on
but if it does, we should probably put the energy secretary in it to try it out.
Yeah.
We'll do the testing on the ground.
I shouldn't say that. That's a terrible
idea. My favorite part was in the commercial. They literally said in the tiny words, "This is not a real product. This is just a model."
Disclaimer.
Please don't hydrogen up your plane and give it a shot. Yeah, not good. Not good. So all good. All right. Real quick here. Let's see what Steven's got to say out in El Cajon. Good morning, Steven.
Hi there. Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. I have a Ford F-150 1991.
Gotcha.
5-liter V8. And it's got 235,000 miles on it, or just shy of that. And last month, I had the master cylinder and the power booster replaced.
Okay.
Because I was having the brake pedal had that real long distance kind of travel to it.
Sinking.
And so it's working good.
Okay.
You know, braking well. But this last week, about 2-3 days ago, I noticed the rear ABS light is on as well as the parking brake on simultaneously, and they do not go out.
Correct. So those lights come on together at any time it picks up an ABS fault, and it could be just as simple as one of the ABS sensors. Now that truck only has the ABS on it is what they call R wall. I'm pretty sure for the year of it, which is only rear wheel anti-lock brake system that's on it. So most likely what we see a lot in those it could be the actual control module assembly and valve assembly. It's all one unit on those. It could be having a problem. It's kind of hard to say. But the best news is it defaults to just not having anti-lock brakes. Now it's just regular braking. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's safe to drive, you know, as long as you have a firm pedal and all that. Okay. Should get it in and get it checked out. It's probably a sensor.
Does that have the, when it's low on brake fluid, the little sensor in that master?
It does, but that would only turn on usually just the brake light itself.
Oh, when do ABS too? Not the ABS
usually, yeah. But same time, I mean.
Because if the master just got done, those are defective sometimes on some of the older.
That is true. The one that goes in the bottom of the
bottom of the master.
That's true too. Which is a sensor.
That's
perfect. Yeah, that's great insight. Mm. But it's probably going to be something like that. To be honest with you, Steven.
Okay, and how accessible is that?
All of the parts are accessible. The one part that Paul was talking about is right there at the bottom of the master cylinder if they reused the original one. And the valve assembly is on the frame. The valve module is on the frame below the driver's seat, but under there. And the speed sensor, either it has a speed sensor in the tail shaft of the transmission that operates all this, especially, is it a stick shift or automatic?
It's automatic.
Okay, overdrive?
Yes.
Okay, and it's a 5.0 liter, so it probably has a 470W trans in it. So it could have a speed sensor there, or it could have a speed sensor back on the differential. Very accessible. All the components are for it, though.
Okay, and so the modules are those. You know, this is an old truck. I mean, are these things refurbished? Do you have to get them from junkyards?
No, usually we find a rebuilt one usually on those, or there are people that remanufacture them. As far as that goes, they're definitely not available through Ford anymore. I'll tell you that.
Not much is.
Mm-hmm. No, well, everything, and I got it. Oh, that's a great thing to bring up, because almost all manufacturers right now, if a car's older than 10 years, they obsolete all the parts out for it. They don't even concentrate on those. So a lot of the parts, unless there's an extremely high demand and they're moving a lot of them, they obsolete things out at 10 years for sure.
Can't you check the ABS codes on that without a scan tool, the 91s?
Yeah.
Like the flashing thing. I don't know how to do it.
I believe so, but I don't remember the procedure. It's been a while.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's been a while, but you could check the code, and then at least it would get you in the... area.
Yeah, there's going to be a code set for that in the ABS module, and in the code will either say, you know, like a speed sensor code or a module failure code or something like that, but that all undiagnosed. And best thing is just get it diagnosed by somebody that's qualified. We still do those cars all the time, so and then go from there. So, you know, yeah.
And those codes are, I have a code reader for it. So it's a, just, it will code up on that.
That might have two.
Or is that a separate code?
That 91 probably has, it has a separate under the hood over by the master cylinder. There's going to be a red connector that looks just like the one that belongs to, that you use for the regular diagnosis. But it's red, and that is the ABS.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's set up two different ways. So if your scanner has the ability to be able to scan that, then yes, you could.
Okay, I'll have to look that up.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, if you need any help, let us know. But yeah, that's kind of what you're looking at there.
And that, when you do those kind of jobs, how long does that usually take for you guys to do?
Just actually, that job is going to depend on how long it takes to get the part, whatever it needs. More than not. Otherwise, it'd be a day job pretty much usually, you know, diagnose it. If the part's available, pretty quick and easy. Like I said, most everything's pretty accessible on that vehicle.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Alrighty.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. Have a safe, wonderful weekend out there.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So great questions, though, as far as... I haven't talked about a 91 ABS in a while.
Yeah, I was...
I was just like, Arwol.
Yeah, when it comes to OBD-1, I'm... Yeah, I know
all the F350s and F250s and the 150s like that all had the same system on them. And the valve and solenoid assembly is only, I mean, it's like the size of a softball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's mounted on the frame underneath, pretty much on the frame underneath where the driver's seat is in that area.
Yeah.
So, then, of course, the speed sensor, there was not a whole lot to those systems.
Yeah.
It was made to prevent that when it basically operates mostly... obviously, as anti-lock, but usually because, and they put it on the rear wheels of those trucks because when there's no weight in the bed,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They hop and they slide sideways, so pretty easy. When you weight the truck really heavy, then you know the brakes better. So all good stuff, though. Great stuff. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. You have a question like Steven, you jump on the line here and we'll answer it for you as long as it's car related. The other stuff in the world I really can't help you with today, but cars... Trucks, vehicles. Paul talked to you about chainsaws, if you like. But, you know, you know, and Honda
only
generators.
If they're
only
Honda.
If they're Honda. Yeah. That's all we're doing today. So 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer, San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
Empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Give us a call here. Paul needs to talk to somebody. He's over here yawning. He's going to take a nap or something. So apparently me and Brendan are too boring and we're not keeping him awake.
I just need to drink some more of this little coffee here. I'll be good.
What, about 12 shots of espresso in there?
Yeah, this is a triple.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
give it 15 minutes, you're going to be climbing the wall.
I was going to say, that's not as insane as the Detroit Lions football head coach.
What's he do?
He has like 8 cups of coffee, 4 cans of Red Bull, and 3 cans of Monsters, all in the morning routine.
Jeez,
that's
yeah,
just a morning routine.
Dude's going to have stomach cancer by next week.
It's insane. I want to show him all the like stories about the people that drink like 12 packs of Monsters per day, and they died from all the stomach issues they've had.
Because of stuff is really bad for you.
Right.
Oh, and
but man, that guy's energetic on the sideline. Let me tell you, that guy's lying.
Well, he's probably going to go into cardiac arrest is what's going to happen before he has stomach problems.
Yeah. I can't drink those energy drinks.
I can't
they're
either.
Too much.
I hate,
do you want to know
them,
something?
But
I've never drank one.
Me neither.
I've never even tried one.
Really?
Nope. I used to have friends that drank Red Bull and vodka. I was like, what the heck, man? Why? Yeah, no.
Do you see some of your mechanics drink it sometimes?
No. Oh, they all...
I don't pay attention.
The guys at Miramar drink Monster like it's... water.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, that's so healthy.
Super. Yeah.
So healthy. I more try to take care of my body like a temple. So,
yeah.
Paul's looking at me funny.
No. Well, you said a temple. I don't know. It kind of started to sound like a yogi over there.
Automotive yoga this morning.
Yeah, we're going to have yoga talk.
Well, they do yoga at wineries. It's wine and yoga. Why can't we do automotive yoga?
Oh, that's true.
Anyway, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170, 1-888-344-1170. So, that's good automotive stuff that we're talking about this morning. And yoga.
Which and is yoga.
Good. Do you want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is West Escondido Automotive and Transmission, 2200 Auto Parkway up in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified. Man, 30 years. Some good stuff there. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 10 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right there in Central San Diego, AAA approved, Spark certified, taking care of folks for over 6 years there. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks over there for over 4 years now. And last but not least, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, our newest place, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved. Taking care of folks up there since May 1st. Great crew there too. So five locations to serve you and take care of you. All of the West Automotive Group employees, me, myself, and everybody else come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio. For one simple reason, we believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in, have your vehicle serviced or repaired, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Ask one of the service managers or one of my service consultants at our locations, and they'll get you all set up on that. It's a great thing to have. You can use it over and over again. It's a West Automotive Group credit card, basically, right?
Yep.
We have a lot of clients that have those, huh?
We do, yeah.
Yeah, they work out well. And take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or any other diagnosis for drivability concerns on your vehicle by our master certified technicians, which eliminates unwanted parts replacement, along with the fact that we have free shuttle rides to or from work at home. We'll get you taken care of, get your vehicle diagnosed properly the first time, get you down the road. It's a good way to go. At all five of our locations. And we also have rental car partners that make rental cars available. So if you need them, you can jump on West Automotive Group and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram by once again going to westautomotivegroup.com. You can also see my Automan segments from there, Auto Talk Radio segments, or you can Google 1170 AM morning show and you can find it all there. Listen live or go to pick up podcasts from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com and tune in. You can get our podcast there for sure. All of it is available online for your listening and fun needs. You can also, like I said, check us out at westautomotivegroup.com or email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. All right, good stuff this morning. We appreciate y'all joining us. 1-888-344-1170. Let's see what Greg has to say. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
So far, so good. Thank you. I've got a 72 Super Beetle, Volkswagen Super Beetle, and I can't seem to figure out what's going on with it. It ran like a champ for a while, and then all of a sudden one day it just wouldn't start. So I've replaced probably a whole lot of stuff that I didn't need to. Basically, I can get it started now if I really try, but I can't unless I'm stepping on the gas. It won't stay running.
Okay.
I've checked the fuel pump and the timing and everything I can think of. I mean, I've gone through it. The only thing I haven't done is a valve adjustment, and I wonder if that's enough to keep that thing from wanting to
Those are famous for needing valve adjustments regularly. Okay. Back in the day, I haven't worked on one in a long, long time.
Yeah, I don't know much
about this. But we used to have back in the day, before I started the West Automotive Group, I worked for a company called Harloff, and they did a ton of those. And I actually got hired to work on Japanese and American cars and the other German cars like Porsches and things like that that were water cooled. But did get to work on several of those, and the valves would tighten up on them all the time. So you really, and they need to be adjusted stone cold. So, and they're pretty easy to do. That's why they have that bail that holds the valve cover. Mm-hmm. You flip the bail and the valve cover comes off and you can just go through, put the car in gear and you can move it to where you get them, you know, top dead center per cylinder by pushing on the wheels if you have them up off the ground. and then adjust those valves as far as that goes.
Okay. Okay. It'll like starve it of gas or something?
No. What happens is it drops compression because the valves are being held open is what happens. So even and if you get it started and you hold your foot on it, it stays running. It's highly possible to do that because it's not at idle as far as that goes. So it is getting a little bit of compression buildup then. But yeah, valves cause big issues on those cars.
Awesome. That gives me hope. Otherwise, I mean, they're fantastic cars, man. I mean, you almost can't kill them. So
yeah, you know what I tell people about those cars? Like yourself, it sounds like you work on it all the time yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that is a great car for somebody that can work on it themselves, because they always have little issues like this, but they are things that are not that hard to, if you learn about them, not that hard to fix. So I would just get your go, no go gauges, as we used to call them. I haven't used those in forever, but and just them out. I can't remember the adjustment on those. I used to have it by memory, but
I think it's 0.006. I think, or 0.016, who knows?
And yeah, but the exhaust valves, and no, it's not 0.01. It's probably 0.06, and we used to do those at 7. I believe that's the intake, and I believe the exhausts were 10, and we used to do them at 11. So, but double check. We added a 1 to it because it gives it a little more free room, and they don't tighten up so fast. So, they need to be adjusted regularly. That was part of the tune-up all the time on those.
Okay, great. Hey, listen, it's the first time I've ever listened. I appreciate your help.
Hey, I appreciate you joining in and your call. Yeah, no, if you have any other questions, let us know.
All right. Take care, folks.
Take care. Have a wonderful weekend, Greg. Bye-bye.
You as well, sir.
Great questions, as always. All right, we're going to take a break here real quick, folks. 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're here to talk to you about. Just give us a shout. You're listening to the Auto Talk Radio Show here on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Yeah, I want to do some valve adjustments. Yeah. Now that we're talking about this, I was like, wow, I remember those.
Well,
days.
We were talking about Hondas, don't they? Or the. Some of them do.
Well, Hondas. Audible. Well, now, almost any car that has adjustable valves now. Has go no go. You're right, but they're discs. They're not, you know, like the screw and the nut you tighten there
and all that.
Well, yeah, but they have these discs underneath, and you have to pop the disc out and put in a different size disc to adjust them.
Oh, okay.
But usually a valve adjustment on those you check at 100,000 miles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, back in the day, the those Volkswagens, we adjust the valves like every 5,000 miles or 3,000. They didn't go very far, wow. Man. And that's a screw with a lock nut on top of it on the rocker arm. And that's how you adjusted it.
Oh.
So, and then you would check it at the valve, and this little screw was on top of the where the push rod came up. Mm. So the push rod came up and had a ball, and there was a ball that set in it, which was the bottom of that screw. So then you could adjust the rocker arm to how tight it was. To release the valve. But a lot of times they come in with the valve so tight they're misfiring or not running on, you know, not running or doing stuff like he said. So it's a great place to start. I mean, it could be a vacuum leak on that car too. Who knows? But I would start with the valves, it sounds like to me. So there's not a whole lot of vacuum lines on those either. So if there's a vacuum leak, take a look at the three of them.
Yeah.
Three vacuum lines, take a look. So, and as long as, you know, like there's not an intake gasket blown out or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's not that common. You know, the valves tightening up on those are super common and super easy to adjust. So, but same thing used to be Toyota's 22Rs, the truck motor, all those, mm-hmm. they were all adjustable valves too back in the day. Yeah. So, not so much anymore. We don't have that so much anymore. So, one of those things, you know, but, good fun stuff to do. Good practice stuff as far as that goes. So, all right, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, just give us a shout here, and we'll be happy to talk to you about it, like Greg and Steven, and great questions, and appreciate their calls. Always good. Also want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock any other line of battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. Interstate Battery is the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. So that's what we do. We stock Interstate Batteries. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, you think, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, and get in, and we'll get you an Interstate installed for sure. That's West Automotive Group. Happy to help you out. Sorry, I was reading. They're doing a 3.3 mile ocean water swim this morning. Swim for SOF.
Coronado.
It's commencement ceremony at the beach outside of the Hotel Del Coronado. Yeah. So obviously they're raising money for some. I don't know what SOF is though. So. Oh, honor.org. Good cause. There you go. So, raising money for vets. Great stuff.
Oh, good.
Another guy. I like that kind of stuff. But also, don't forget, the C4K car show started this morning just about 35 minutes ago. You got plenty of time to get there. Get over there and check it out. That's great stuff. The C4K car show is a cruise for kids, and it's a 501c that's owned by Mr. Nino himself. He does a great job. He does all kinds of, not only does he do these ton of car shows and contributes to all this money to children, he also does the teddy ball and the bunny ball every year, and just great stuff. So but this show is this morning at the Vault, Velos Motors, the Vault Miramar. And Paul told me something about this that I didn't know. You said they store a bunch of cars at this place. That's why it's called the Vault. Yeah. Right. So it's a warehouse, which is probably secure, and I'm sure it's secure.
I'm sure, yeah.
Probably an alarm on that thing.
Yeah.
But no, they it's probably also air conditioned inside and all that stuff.
I'm sure it's climate. Yeah.
Climate controlled. Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going with that. Thanks for helping out.
Yeah.
So pretty cool place, and the shows. I mean, you're going to see Ferraris and Lamborghinis and all kinds of stuff there, and the money goes for a great cause. So get yourself over there this morning. And check it out. It's 9340 Dowdy Drive in San Diego, which is right here in Miramar, across the road from us. Yep. So go check it out this morning. It's a great cause. And the first 300 kids get a free coloring book and a Hot Wheel. So I'm sure Dave Stahl's over there pretending to be a kid to get a Hot Wheel. That wouldn't surprise me. So anyway, all good stuff. And once again, a great cause. So, but give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Let's see. What do we got? What were we talking about today?
I think we're talking about transmissions. What the
most common transmission failures. Yeah. There's a lot of them. Leaking and low fluid is the big one.
Yep.
Transmission starts leaking, it goes south quick. It's very complex. Transmissions are expensive these days.
They are, especially the ZF ones now.
Oh, crazy expensive. Well, just the service is expensive because the new ZFs have the filters are built in the pan.
Yeah.
It's all one unit, which is a very cool concept until you see the price tag.
Yeah.
That's not so cool anymore.
And it's that composite. That's for cooling, right?
Yeah.
And fins
it's cheaper to make, that's for sure.
Oh, that's probably it too.
Yeah. But not all in all cheaper to, I mean, it might be cheaper to make, but, and it's lighter weight is part of it, I think, also. Yeah. Where they try to cut weight on every vehicle because it increases gas mileage, obviously. But man, those things are expensive. A lot of vehicles are gone. Even the Ford trannies have those.
Yeah.
So just one of those things, but it's new, but there's always something new, right?
Yeah, it's weird because now some cars have plastic drain plugs for the for the oil. It's so weird.
Those will never strip out.
Plastic oil pan. I'm like, what?
The good news to that is, well, if you have a plastic oil pan, do they usually have a steel insert for where the drain plug screws into it in the plastic? It's not just plastic.
I would assume, you know, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, over-torque that. You break the drain plug. You strip the threads right out of it. We've seen people do some damage to cars, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen some stuff like, what did you do? Why would you do that to your car?
I won't say any names, but speedy oil changes sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah. Quick lubes, we call
them. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
you actually mentioned that name. That's probably the name of an actual oil change place.
Okay, sorry. I'm in trouble now.
not just picking on you. We're picking on all oil change places. No, yeah, so... you know, it's really funny too. We were talking about AdWords and that for things. Do you know that the AdWord click price for an oil change? We don't do any AdWords for oil changes for one simple reason. It's $100. Like it's the click price for people. It's
Wow, really?
Yeah, and so I mean, a good synthetic oil change is $100 to $150, right? So
yeah.
Boy, to get that customer to do an oil change, bad idea. No. But it was just interesting. So here in San Diego, that people Googling that and then clicking on that in AdWords that cost whoever's advertising for it $100.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't either until my AdWords people were telling me. I was like, well, I don't want to advertise for that. So anyway, just fun information as far as that goes. But the point to this is, yes, we see a lot of different things done to vehicles. We used to see things like when you're talking about transmission servicing and servicing transmissions, like there's a few cars that were front wheel drive that if you drain the transmission, it would drain the differential of it.
We just had that, a car came in from Oceanside.
In Oceanside. And there's, but then they only fill the transmission and not the differential. There's two fills on it. Then the differential drives around with no fluid in it until it goes smoke.
Yeah, there was a...
What was wrong with that one?
Well, a local dealer, I won't say who, obviously. Okay. They drained the transmission fluid and then filled the oil up. So then the car was smoking and it would move. And then they told the guy, you need a transmission. And we just put fluid in it and then it drove.
Independent or actual dealer?
Dealer.
Smoke? And you think they know that car, right?
You would think.
So it went to their oil change spot?
Probably, yeah.
Well, that wasn't very smart that they didn't get one of the master techs to walk over and take a look at this thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, very interesting. So was the transmission okay or was it burned up?
It was actually okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Just had to drain the engine oil, the extra transmission fluid out of the engine oil.
Yeah.
You need another oil change, sir. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to change this out for you. That's lucky.
I did not think it was going to make it.
But I will tell you something about an automatic transmission. If there is no fluid in it, nothing applies. Therefore, nothing burns.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much. You wouldn't want to run the car like that wrong because you'll seize the bushing for the pump and that. But I mean, if you just start it up, put it in gear, it doesn't move. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they could have done some damage to that over the, thing. So. And today's vehicles, another part of that, of automatic transmission servicing them, is making sure you put the right fluid in the car.
Because,
you know, like the ZFs, smoke. Put the wrong fluid
really
in those.
Yeah.
You'll smoke a tranny. It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, some of them are $30 a quart. You know,
it's
that ZF
expensive.
Fluid. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is expensive. Yeah. So, you know what I want to talk about real quick? Speaking of transmission, and I was just thinking about this morning. There was a gentleman with a Subaru that brought the car in for service in our Kearny Mesa location.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? 30,000-mile service. It's 30,000-mile service on it. He got upset with Joe because Joe told him, hey, here at the West Automotive Group, you know, they did his 30,000-mile service like Subaru. And here at the West Automotive Group, we recommend to service your tranny at, actually around 20,000 miles we do. You know why? Because we know these trannies fail if you don't serve them. That's the only thing you do to them.
Yeah, we build them. We see how they fail. And how do they fail? It's usually because of fluid.
Lack of service. Yeah, that's exactly right. Because it carries. And the guy got all this. He's like, Subaru doesn't recommend that. No, you're right. Subaru recommends that you get new fluid when you get a transmission at 120,000 miles. You can do it that way too. I'm fine with it. You know, come see us. We're here to help anyway. So, but it's just sometimes, you know, so I often try to educate people and just like, hey, we recommend this. No, your manufacturer does not recommend this. I get it. But this is the way I service my new car.
Yeah.
My Ford Ranger, you know, got his service at 20,000 miles on the trans. Why? Because that's what'll keep it. And that trans is famous for having issues later. So that's why also it's a 10-speed Ford, 10 speeds, you know. But still, my point to that is that's the only thing you can do to extend the life of that component on your vehicle, the transmission. You know, so do it, don't do it. But yes, it is not manufacturer recommended. But if you look, several of these manufacturers for years don't even recommend a service tranny at all. And if you call the dealer, they'll tell you that it's a sealed unit, which is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, because there's no such thing with transmissions.
There may be no dipstick, but yeah.
Well, no, now they're filled through the bottom or the side.
Yeah.
That's to keep people from monkeying with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yes, and don't get me wrong, it should be a qualified person to service the transmission. Yeah. That's very important, but doing so can extend the life of it for sure. All right, let's grab Alan real quick. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Brian.
What's happening?
You guys are so interesting to listen to. I'm almost forgetting here what I'm calling about. I have an 89 Ford Festiva.
Okay.
And it's a high mileage, but really a neat little car. And I used to do volunteer work with the Riverwind Museum in Campo, but I haven't done much with that lately.
Okay.
And I've been using 1030 non-synthetic oil in it for years, and then, you know, changing the filter every 2,000 or 3,000 miles. Mm-hmm. But everything seems to be synthetic now. Just wonder, is that a good transition for an older car like that?
Yeah, it's you know, as far as that goes, yet we don't. I mean, there's not. It's very hard to get non-synthetic oil these days. Well, you can find synthetic blends.
Well, I'm sure he's putting blend in it now. It's really rare to find just conventional.
Yeah, petroleum. Are you using a synthetic blend right now?
No, I used to buy oil by the case at Costco when they carried the non-synthetic. Mm.
Gotcha.
And so I just haven't done a switchover yet.
You've been living through your stock is what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But and then on top of that, the weight of the oil, like they have 530 or something like that. It's not the standard 1030 like the non-synthetics.
Yeah, 1030 has kind of gone by its way. You can still find it some places as a blend, but you know what I would do with that car is just switch over to a synthetic blend is what I would do. That would be the best. You don't necessarily need to go full synthetic with it. So if there's no 1030 available, you can run a 530 as far as that goes, which would be just fine for that car.
Okay, so is it then kind of dependent on the climate that the car is operating in? I mean, like, I was raised in the Midwest, and, you know, people always used to use 20-weight oil before they had the multi-blend, what do you call it, the multi-weight oils.
Yes.
We used 20 in the summer, and then 10 in the winter.
Correct. Yeah, we don't do that anymore, but they do have some changes on oil. Sometimes they'll run, instead of like a, they'll run like a 5W30, and then they have some O's now.
Yeah,
that very thin oil. Yeah, like they run OW30s or OW20s that are available, and sometimes the manufacturer will recommend them in a very cold climate, but we don't have that issue here, so 530 be just fine for that car.
Okay, that's great. That's good advice. That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Sure. No worries.
Anyway, that's been a neat little car. It's got about 270,000 miles on it, and I've just been really taking good care of it. And
yeah, no, they're cool little cars. They really are.
Yeah, they are. And you ask yourself, why don't they go back to cars like that? Because it's a very basic car, like kind of like a Model A was in the old days. And I think they were made by some Korean manufacturer, and they're... it was sold under Ford.
Correct.
Ford's, name over here.
That was before. Yeah, that's kind of like just after the Pinto, when they figured out that doing that was cheaper than building their own small car. So that's why they came up with that car. And I don't remember who it was. It was, you're right, though, it was Korean or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it came from. But basically, Ford slapped their name on it is what they did. Which manufacturers do here and there, they have since the 80s. So, but yeah, cool little car. Part of the reason that car, it's not very safe to get in a wreck in, I'll tell you that. You definitely don't want to be in a crash in that car, but fun to drive and a good little, you know,
simple.
And a basic simple car for sure.
Yeah, they are. They're really fun to drive. Mine's a stick shift. They had two versions, an automatic and a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought this car originally from Hertz car.
Oh, yeah.
And they just phase them out after a year or two. And so my wife said, why don't we get on and look and see what they've got at Hertz? And so we did. We ended up buying the car, and it's just been a really, really neat investment and just a fun car to drive. So anyway, I want to keep it going as long as I can. But
absolutely. Anyway,
thanks for the advice on that. I've got a second question if you have time for
sure.
it.
Sure, sure, sure.
Our daughter moved to Colorado a couple of years ago just because of her personal circumstances with her rent on her apartment and her job situation had changed. And she had bought a 2014 Ford Captiva from CarMax up in Orange County.
Okay.
A really beautiful car. It's an SUV. And when she got out to Colorado, she found a mechanic that was originally from Orange County, and they kind of hit it off, and he was doing all the maintenance on the car and everything. And anyway, just one day, the engine just made a thud and just was running really bad. And so she drove it down to the shop, and it turns out that the timing chain apparently had slipped.
Oh, it probably one of the guides broke.
Yeah, so, is that what it is? It's just
break, the tension comes off the chain, and then the car just runs like poo.
Oh man, yeah. Anyway, so she mechanic said, "Look, it's a major engine failure. I'm sorry it had to happen to you, but she ran out of warranty on it about $75,000.
Uh huh.
And this is when it happened, so it wasn't under warranty. So she decided to go ahead and, because the car is in pretty nice shape, and go ahead and put a new engine in it. So she did, and she had good success. The mechanic did a good job on it, and the car's been running fine. But I guess my question is it possible to find a car with a non-interference engine in it?
It's pretty hard now.
Yeah, it's pretty hard now. That all has to do with performance and fuel economy and all that to why they're not interference anymore.
Yeah, them being chain motors, I don't think they even...
That doesn't happen a lot. Usually a guide will start to make noise before it takes out the valves and all that. But no, there's not very many out there. And that's very uncommon at that mileage for a guide to break, to be honest with you.
Well, my wife and I may be in the market for a car shopping here before long. Just wonder what's a good car to look for as far as reliability and everything.
There's a lot of good cars out now. I mean, as far as that goes, of course, Honda and Toyota make a lot of great cars. Ford, Chevy's making some really good cars right now. My least favorite cars are Nissans. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, me too.
My least favorite.
And also Infiniti.
Yeah, Infinities and Nissans are my least favorite cars. They just seem to have issues that compound themselves continuously.
Speaking of transmissions, they can't get that right.
Yeah, no, the CVT for Nissans, they have a lot of trouble with. My opinion is I don't like that brand. I would not buy that car. I like the Nissan Frontier, though, the pickup truck.
Yeah.
That is the only car they make that I like.
Yeah.
The only one. So other than that, I don't care for them much. But yeah, there's, Kias and Hyundais and... There's a lot of nice cars out there. My suggestion would be you're just going to have to road test a few and see what fits you best. And as I always talk about, make sure there's no bad blind spots for you or that you fit in the car well. We talked about this before. I drove a Range Rover Evoque one time that I rented, and I would not buy that car because the seat didn't go back far enough, and my left knee rubbed the door. I drove it all the way to Palm Desert and back, and I was like, yeah, I wouldn't want this car for long distance driving. It's not comfortable for me.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it a bad car. It's just not the car for me. If I was shorter, it'd be better. It'd be worse for Paul if he tried to get it. I'm 6 foot. Paul's 6'2" or whatever.
6'3". Yeah.
So his leg would be up on the windshield or something. I don't know.
I'll just sit in the back seat.
There you go. He can lay down, take a nap. The point is that every cars are different for all people, depending on your height and your size and your vision. And so you need to get out, just drive, find something that really fits you, but to make it a great fit for you and your family. But other than that, no, there's a lot of great models out there. And then my suggestion is always, do your research online and see what people are saying about the car, things like that.
Okay. So just stick with Toyota or Honda?
GM, Ford, Kia. There's a lot of nice cars out there, so right now, and good quality. I would stay away from Nissan and Infiniti. That's my opinion. So
okay, that's great. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, I love listening to you guys. It's just fun to turn the radio on in the morning and just listen. And you know, with people calling in and everything, but just your what's going on conversationally between you guys when there's nobody calling in.
Gotcha. Well, Alan, we appreciate you guys calling in and listening because that's what makes it fun for sure.
Okay, Brian, thanks a lot.
No problem. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, my friend. Take care now.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye bye.
Bodie,
I'm not going to get to you. We got like a minute and 15 seconds left, and Brendan's over there throwing things at the window and yelling at me in the back speaker. 2 minutes, 2 minutes. He's very mean. I don't understand why. I think it's because he's not getting any.
1 minute.
He's not getting any. Yes, see, there he goes. I think it's because he's not getting any sleep because he's got a newborn, and he's all upset about that, and I just laugh. I remember those days, but it was like 30 years ago. So, but you're a young guy, Brendan. You don't need to sleep. You can sleep when you're dead.
Oh, thanks,
that's the new
guys.
Rule. That's the rule we're going with. Anyway, folks, hey, thank you for joining us. Make sure and keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. Yeah, you know, it's going to be a beautiful day out wherever you are. Get out there with your hoopty or your tin Lizzie or do whatever you need to and roll it about. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. My good friend Dave Stahl will be here tomorrow talking about, well, he talks about all kinds of things. Doesn't he have a gun show and a car show?
That's all correct. The moon does.
You know, the one thing you can be sure with Dave is he's always talking. Always talking. That's for sure. Right? Now, I love my buddy Dave. He's on KOSI right now. That's what made me think of him. San Diego and everybody else out there, till next Saturday, we'll be back live.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.